lost the MS. That's part of the story of Shoes. Born into royalty, she was a Moabite princess. Whatever she desired, she could possess. Her health and honor, servants to do her every chore. But her heart was on fire, she knew there was more. In the land of Moab, a place so dark, inside her soul was hiding the spark of the soul of our Redeemer that was buried deep inside. And so her destiny could not be denied. Everyone said, you cannot accept from them. Nomi said, Ruth, go back home. You're young, why should you live your life in poverty all alone? We have so many rules, so many words, often we don't even know the reasons. Just because I've lost everything, I felt Hashem's punishing hand. Go back to your people, go back to your land. Shoyif no beno yisad, shoyif no. Oh, Paul left her with the roots of Kabo, and for all eternity, forever will be her. Rose's answer, those immortal words, where you'll go, I will go, where you'll stay, I will stay, I'll give you me the Yomos, please don't send me away, I must belong to your people, Yichelek Hashem Amor. They went back together. Their wealth and status was no more. They lived off the gleanings of the field with the poorest of the poor, with no hope for a future. Never could she have dreamt that she would be bringing us the Mashiach Hashem. We are Hashem's children. We were chosen by Him. Atovich Artom, Mikol Olam. We are Hashem. Matoiv Chelkein. The old Count Potocki liked to make parties. He would invite all his friends, the Princen, to come. And he had a Jew who would sing and dance for them. They told to him it was so much fun. One day the party was on Erev Shabbos. He begged, let me go home early so my creator I can serve. The count was already quite drunk. He said, such a request, you've got some nerve. So he had the poor Jew beaten, and he set his dogs upon him. They watched as he was bloodied and torn. The guests were entertained by the count's cruel whim. They let him go just before Shabbos. He made it home, barely home. But the count had a son named Valentin. He had an elevated soul. He ran and brought bandages and medicines to the Jew's home, to his dilapidated shack. He expected to find him there writhing in the agony, broken and made right. But to his wonderment, he saw him standing there at the head of the table, making kiddush with his lovers, his wife and children surrounding him, glowing with the kiddusha of Shabbos. Asher kiddushot ha-mitzvos of the notzavonu. Thank you, Hashem, for wanting us, for giving us Shabbos koimesh, your precious treasure, this glorious gift with which you entrusted us. He stood there watching with so much awe, and his soul was ignited. Such a holy people, such an exalted Lord, his mind was clear, and he decided. And so began the journey of the man who was to become forever remembered as Avraham ben Avraham, the Geret Tzedek of Vilna, of whom you've all heard. He too lifted his voice and said those immortal words, where you'll go, I will go, where you'll stay, send me away. I belong to your people, the children of the Kelchoy. Years later, when he was captured, they sentenced him to die. They tried every tactic to get him to deny. The God for Avraham, for Yitzchok and Yaakov was he, but he proclaimed with fervor, I'm forever a Yid. They tried by being cruel, they tried with being kind, but they just couldn't budge him, he wouldn't change his mind. They pulled his old mother, she cried and she pleaded, you're the only heir to our fortune, but her words went unheeded. They even bought a royal carriage to drive him through his father's estates and show him all around. They had people lining the streets with their heads bowed, calling out, long live the Count. He said, my name is Avraham, what do they want from me? I don't belong to this, and it doesn't belong to me. On the second day of Shulis, he was burnt on Kiddush Hashem. The people in Vilna were terrified. The peasants would take revenge on them. So they locked all the doors and windows. Everyone hid inside, except for one house, where the window was left open wide. They led him in chains through the streets, and he at that window when he passed, and the goyim called out, Rab Avraham, loyim shnele, quickly go fast, go with Zrizus, don't, the malachim are waiting for your neshama, go with Zrizus, don't be long, go with simcha, go with cheshen, go with dance and go with song. In the yeshiva of Elazar on Shavuos, they would sing the Nigun that he sang then to the words of Anachnu Amcha B'nei Berisecho B'nei Avraham Oyavcho Shenishvato Loi Be'har HaMoedio. No one were allowed to come to see how the story ended, to witness the Kedusha when his soul ascended. But it's said that he certainly showed Shavoy the risk of his life to hide in the bushes and answer Amen when he made the Rochel Al Kiddush Hashem. Where you'll go, I will go. Where you'll stay, I will stay. This is my nation. I'll never go away. Vashetamu, see. For this I'll gladly die. Was Amerika on me, they like Agnes Eloika. We are Hashem's children, chosen by Him. For Yaakov Echad Tovonu, Nikol Olamim. For Yaakov Ashreinu, Matovo Echelkeinu. But a time ago, he was once one of the biggest soccer stars in Mexico. When he walked onto the field, the stadium would erupt, thousands cheering his name. His future was secure, money, fortune, and fame. But he felt something was missing. After the cheering was over, he just felt such an emptiness inside. One day he passed the house, the door was open wide. He looked in and he saw, and he stood there transfixed. He saw a Zayda with his children and a Niklal, singing smears around the Shabbos dish. His whole body began to tremble. He heard his soul crying out so loud, drowning out the noise of the adoring soccer crowds. He never even turned back to say farewell to his fans. He walked away forever from the cheering stands. Pulled by the fire of Sinai, he would not be deterred, and he to answer those immortal words, where you'll go, I will go, where you'll stay, I will stay. I'm part of this nation, don't send me away. I see with a clarity I cannot deny, why fortune and fame, and thousands of Malachim are now cheering his name. With the children of Hashem, chosen by Him, O Yaakov Echad Tovonu, Nikol known. that we're never alone. Because when we've learned in every word, we hear him saying to us, where you'll go, I will go. Where you'll stay, I will stay. I'm holding you tightly, out in the in pain and in joy, the same on Oichi of Sinai, on Oichi Reine, in Chom, on Oichi Al-Chokam, Oloi. So he'll take us back home to him, because we call him Hayomim. Together we sing Ashleinu, all together. Hoy Ashleinu, Ashleinu, I'm
Thank you.